Blog Talk Radio.
The Hatterday Saturday, it's Christmas.
He poured the lights upon the tree, and all the presents underneath. Light the fire, it's getting cold. Another year of will it snow? Mixing lager and champagne, something I'll never do again. Round the table, banter flows, praying no one rocks the boat. But I know this picture's not quite right. There's someone on your mind. First Christmas time without him by your side, I know he'll love these Christmas bells, 'cause they never say farewell. So we laugh, we shed a tear for those who can't be here. We're drinking sherry just because, confessing all our Christmas love. Was home alone for the thousandth time, the only movie that we all like. But I know this picture's not quite right. There's someone on my mind. First Christmas time without him by our side, I know for those who can't be here.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show where we all pretend. Hey, it's Christmas 2021. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for tonight. With me is A.P. Taylor, the man from down under the Manfestoe River, the Wizard of Oz. A.P.
Hey, Hatter.
Hey, we're going to get some information from you about that song we just played in a second here. Deborah Lee, my little sister and best friend, is here with us. She does all the heavy lifting, so we can look pretty out here. Hi, Deb.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, AP. Yeah. Tell us about that song. Tell us about that song. That's a new song, right?
Brand new song released Christmas Eve in the UK by Tom Walker, who's a 30-year-old Scottish musician, singer-songwriter, plays guitar, and he has had one album in Britain, wasn't released in the United States, but has a brilliant voice, putting together his second album at the minute. That particular song has been downloaded 3 million times in the last 24 hours. That's a fairly good start. And he had a guest pianist on that song, Hatter. And you'll never guess who the pianist was.
I would never probably give... I don't know.
You won't guess. The guest pianist was the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton. Her Royal Highness was playing the piano.
Is there a video?
Nobody ever knew.
Is there a video of that?
Yes, there is. In Westminster Abbey, they did a video of it. And it was on the Royals' Christmas special. Brilliant song. So
she was way up there. She was way up there on that scale.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant stuff. Anyway, there you go. So Tom Walker and the Duchess of Cambridge playing for those who won't be here. It's just a brilliant song.
Wow.
Gorgeous.
I was envy those that played the piano. Yeah, it's beautiful. So Christmas
AB sent the link for the video when he got me to download it. I'll put it in your inbox.
It's a brilliant video, Hatter. Brilliant. Yeah. Just understated. Brilliant video. Anyway, we do have a caller, and I think it might be 440 because they're on a time crunch as always, and whether it's Christmas or non. Hello there. How are you?
Hello, AP. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and Merry
Long
Christmas.
Long time no talk.
Hey guys.
Yeah. Just me. Kay's doing some housework.
No, it's all good. It's all good, Stephen. It's all good. So I know you I said up front that you have to read, or not sure if you're reading or singing or both or a combination of the two, but your parody is a parody of Let It Snow. Which is a popular parody tune tonight. We have two Let It Snow parodies, so I'm putting yours up on the board first. Steve?
All right. Well, this is kind of about, well, it's actually about most of the Christmases around here lately, except for last year. So, yeah, I call this Where's the Snow? And I do apologize, as I said on our show earlier, my singing voice is crap since I quit smoking, so it's nowhere near as good as it used to be, so I do apologize for that.
Nice.
But here we go.
That's a new one.
Not good excuse. Yeah. Go with it.
All right. Oh, the weather outside is foggy, and the ground looks very boggy. December in Ohio. Where's the snow? Where's the snow? Where's the snow? Aren't Christmases to be white? Just look around at the mud. No, it doesn't seem very right. And my basement is starting to flood. Flood waters are ascending, and the sump pump is upending. Tell me, where did my snorkel go? Where's the snow? Where's the snow? Where's the snow? And some.
Ah, very nice. Very nice.
It's a dance. That's pretty good. Where is this, though?
I don't know. It's in California, I hear.
Well, it's because you got a snowblower. It's never going to snow again.
That's right.
That was so funny. Miss Kay is, she's doing the housework. That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought this was very clever. Any of the parodies that you can come up with is usually pretty good. Christmas. You know, one thing I should have mentioned, you can take like another song and make a parody of it also with some kind of Christmas song. Because
yeah.
I found myself going, there's not a whole hell of a lot of the Christmas, you know, that you want to mess with. I mean, come on, you don't mess with Silent
Night.
Well,
that's true. Well, that's
true.
This is true.
I should have mentioned
I think Let It Snow was a good choice. I very, very neatly done, Steve, and I thought that was really cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think it's the first time I heard a snorkel in a Christmas song, too.
I think snorkel's a good addition.
Yeah.
Snorkel's a great addition to a Christmas song.
Absolutely.
Should be in every Christmas.
It was spot on to the song as far as being able to sing it in the tune to the music. You did a great job with that, Stephen.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that if you never get snow again for that snow blower, all those times you were out there freezing and trying to get done, you would have thought, if I knew that buying a snow blower would have saved me from this, I would have bought one years ago.
Would have done it earlier.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you'll always have a brand new shiny snow blower.
Yeah, you can keep it in the corner and thank it every time you walk by it. Thank you, man.
Yeah, that's my thought.
We're almost into January, and it still has 0 miles on.
There you go. You've got to be happy with that.
That's pretty.
Now, Stephen, did you want to say a few words about any upcoming shows on your network?
Sure. Our next show is Monday evening at 7:30 p.m. It's the Mortuary of Shadows, and we're doing open dark poetry.
It's a beautiful thing. Okay.
Well, I'm sure most people, having got through Christmas and then having got through Boxing Day and getting rid of all the stuff, will feel more than happy to actually pull out a open dark write and read for you, Stephen. I think we've probably tapped something there.
You know something? I'm just realizing that we can't let Stephen leave yet because Captain Kirk's in the collab.
Oh,
I didn't know that. Okay.
Just trying to put title on it. Just give me a minute. Putting a title on it. Yeah.
Talk amongst ourselves. Okay. Well, while we are talking amongst ourselves, I should pick up the phone and say hello to 603. Hello, 603. How are you?
Good. Hello.
Hello, Sky.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Merry Christmas. No, very well.
Merry Christmas.
How are you?
Merry Christmas. I'm good. How did you guys enjoy your day? Everybody having fun? I missed you guys. It's been MIA.
We had fun here. I'm well and truly into Boxing Day here. I'm in the 26th here now, Sky. So I have gone past the present giving and gifting and opening, and I have got to the point where I'm, you know, screwing up all the coloured paper and putting it in the recycling. That's where I'm up to at the minute.
Oh, good.
So, how have you been, Sky? How's your Christmas?
What?
How's your Christmas?
It was good. It was quiet. We had an ice storm here. I had dinner with my godchildren and their parents, like I usually, and then I slept over their house as usual, and then we had to wake up at 4
Lovely.
O'clock. And then after that, I went back to bed for a little bit, and I ended up not being able to go to my mom's because the ice, they closed down 2 highways, but I'll be going there tomorrow, so it'll be okay. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But
I've been taking it easy.
Wow.
Yeah, and there were 2 major highways, too. But I knew before they closed down that I wasn't going. I was like, I called her. I started to get all my stuff ready, and then as soon as I stepped out onto my porch, it was just sheets of ice.
Yep.
You couldn't even – I was flipping to get to the car. And I called my mom, and I was like, oh, hi. And she goes, you're not coming down here. I said, I was just calling to tell you that.
Yeah.
She goes, She goes,
Great
it's not worth your life. So.
No.
But
no,
it was good though. So and I'll be. Yeah.
So, now Deb is furiously in the background putting a title on the collaboration that we did at Hatter, and it was sort of a blind collaboration, and as always, and I think we're up to. Past 50. Where are we now, Deb? What number are we up to?
The one I'm about to read is 66.
66. That's a fair number, isn't it, really? It's almost a book in that. Anyway, Deb, we are in your hands, as always.
Did add it to the board.
Thank
you.
And
this is called The Hunt for Red Potato Salad Recipes. Here we go.
Of course.
Between the ports of Saturn and Mars, you'll find the treasure in mayonnaise jars, hunted by pirates sipping across the universe. Just as space wars broke out between then and now, so not even weaponry can make them disperse. As we wakened by the sound so clear, I know it's now I've lived to fear, with guns, not phasers, like Captain Kirk, shooting from the diamond ship from Captain Jim. As they jostle the cannon so pot shots work. Surprised to get the upper hand, they tried and tried to understand how an outbreak of peace so soon began. And it's those that know the light will set in the backdrop of the burning sun. in future battles of tomorrow's skies, defending on dragonflies, space's large still gunship tails. They attack from air, not by sea, and the diamond ships are here for me. There are engines and there are sails, leaving sailors sunk in clouded skies for the absence of the solar breeze. But then a map to read where to find the X sets all weaving, so any barely breathes. Flying tiger sharks from bows of ships, bows of ships, toasting as jostle all celestial bodies with happy riders on strung nylon strings, cruiser soon drinking Christmas toddies. And
well, I'm glad you did something, Hatter, and I'm glad you did something, Deb, because my lines were pretty bland. So, you know, you've actually turned that into something.
I got an 8, too, guys.
Good Lord. Well, that two of that came from me, Hatter. So, you know. Tell on you.
This is amazing, man. I'm looking at your lines now to see what we copied here.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
I mean, how could you?
I got Captain Kirk in.
And you put AP put Captain Kirk, and how do you put the ships for Captain Jim, and he's James Kirk, so it just seemed to fit how both of you included Jim in there.
Yep.
But I had the mayonnaise jars threw me, and then I thought, you know, the hunt for Red October, the hunt for red potato salad, you know.
No, I got that. I thought that was cool. Well, see,
I did shorter lines. I did shorter lines this time.
Not
as long.
You did. I started with a song, Hatter, in my head. And that was Star Trekking Across the Universe by the British novelty band The Firm.
I had Hallelujah.
Did you have Hallelujah? No, I had Star Trekking Across the Universe, and Stephen probably knows it. It's a ridiculously stupid song, and it starts with the great line, Star Trekking Across the Universe on the Starship Enterprise under Captain Kirk. Star Trekking Across the Universe, boldly going forward because we can't find reverse.
Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow. Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, Jim.
That's it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Oh, my word.
That's what I was.
Don't know
why.
Like it. Mm-hmm. But I was there.
Are we tuning in more? Are they getting better?
I don't know. It just always seems to have enough. Like I said, I tune in on something. I see where you go in common, match them up first, and then try to figure out where to squeeze the rest in. Like I said, I couldn't get past the mayonnaise, so it was the hunt for potato salad. But now, I don't want to stop you guys from getting comments, but here's the thing. I know that Steven's in a hurry, and Sky needs to read and run, but I really, really wanted them both to hear what you did, AP, so can we skip the comments for the collab and go right to Sky's poem so that they can hear the one you wrote?
We can do Sky's poem.
Yep.
Yes. Let's Sky's put to Sky. So if you've got your poem that you can put on the board.
Oh, Stephen was here before me. I'll wait till after Stephen.
Stephen did.
Yeah, Stephen did.
And he stayed for the collab, and now I'm being a torture because I just remembered that there's a, anyway. Just 10 more
Stephen
minutes to talk.
A lot,
guys.
Okay. I'm a little coffee and stuffy today, but I'm going to try to do this. And last time I tried to just read it, I was like reading it, halfway singing it. So I did this for Stephen and Kay a little while ago. The Movement of Sound. It's the only one I have. Sorry, Stephen. You got to hear this poem again. Parody of Carol of the Bells. Oh, yeah, right. Right. Here, white willow snow all in a glow. Strong silver gold with mistletoe. Stars in a line with winter's pine. A tinsel shine at Christmas time. All sing along with cheerful song. Hot cider zing with cinnamon. Solstice is here once, twice a year in summer wear or winter gear. Mince candy canes on Carol Lane. Ice crystal greens in window pane. Skating on rings, lights up on strings. Goodwill is here. Come out to hear. Winter, winter, winter solstice. Winter, winter, winter solstice. Sip candle wine, sweet pudding pie, a turkey feast, ham, cherry treats, a dash of joy for Miss with toy, miser of snow, kid left at home, tidings are here, hark sound the lyre, stockings of coal, if you're a troll, all sing along with cheerful song, hot cider zing with cinnamon, frost ginger wreaths on snowy eaves, white willow snow all in a glow, strong silver gold with mistletoe, a tinsel shine at Christmas time. Skating on rings, lights up on strings, goodwill is here, come all to hear. Winter, winter, winter solstice, winter, winter, winter solstice. Mint candy canes on Carol Lane, ice crystal grains in window pane. Sip crystal candle wine, sweet pudding pie, a turkey feast, ham, cherry treats. Snowflakes are here in merry cheer, Hanukkah lights, eight candle nights. All sing along with cheerful song, hot cider zing with cinnamon, mace. Thin jar globes, red Santa robes. I'm losing the time. I gotta hear it. I'm just gonna start reading it. Ranger bells, magical spells.
Goodbye.
I don't know. Yuletide is. I should do this when I'm recording. Yuletide. Oh, this is Stephen's favorite part. I gotta back up. Mason jar globes, red Santa robes. Ring reindeer bells, magical spells. Go volunteer. Yuletide is here. A sweater knit, ugly as shit. Skating on rings, lights up on strings. Goodwill is here. Come all to hear. Winter, winter, winter solstice. Winter, winter, winter solstice. Stars in a line with winter pine. A tinsel shine at Christmas time. I want to record that one.
It's terrible. No. It's better live.
I know.
I could hear the chorus in my head doing the la 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 real, you know.
That was it. That was a wrap.
I loved it.
Yeah,
I know.
That was a wrap. Who'd have known the Mormon Tabernacle Choir had rap before? This is a form of rap.
That's what I was hearing. In between, especially when you got to the winter, winter, winter solstice, and I'm like, oh my god. But Scott, you didn't take time to breathe. You just did it, and it was like. Wow. It's not some, you know, little song that you got to. Look at all them lines. I think you did a hell of a job. And I have
Thank
to agree
you.
With Stephen. That's an amazing stanza. And it's just, there's been a lot of jars tonight. Hatter had mayo jars. You have mason jar globes. I wonder what's up with that.
Yep.
Jars. Anyway, this is awesome, Sky.
Thank you, Deb.
Yeah, it really was. I was finishing my comment up there. Cool, cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
I never thought of that. That wasn't even in the when I was trying to think of what song to do a parody on. That one wasn't even in my head.
That's great.
That was
song.
Good. Scratch.
Great parody too. Scott.
Thank
really
you.
Really cool. Did Stephen hang up?
No. He got to comment. I mean, he can comment again. But I wanted to rush so that they can go to bed and they can get to hear this before they leave it all.
So, Deb, should I do my one?
Yeah, please. That way, Stephen and Sky can do their thing. They just got off the show over. Guy just got done doing her show.
Okay, cool. Well, this is to the tune of Good King Wenceslas, and it's the in the style of who knows what it will sound like, but it's in the style of Bing Crosby. And so this is a team of voices. Carol, of course, it goes a little bit like this. Good King Wenceslas looked out on a feast had a leaven. The snow lay in vast amount with Deb and Gress and Stephen. Sandy shone a moon that night, sweet with frosty rulers. When my Bella is in sight, her words are winter fuelless. Hear the mocha stand by me, no JCA compelling. Yonder peasant before she, where's the truth in telling? Tans Ezekiel Eve leagues hence, Rooster Simon past mountains, also over great seas went, near the clouds and fountains. Then bring me Frank and bring me wine, Chuck said bring logs hither, thou and I will see each dine. Dave's face questions tither, rack and bird forth they went, shows present together. Through the naughty words lament, silk the tender tether. Wayne, his night is darker now, and their winds blew stronger. Kay and her words take heart thou, sky stays awake no longer. Naomi footsteps rhyming sage, tread thou in them boldly. Joe shall find the winter's rage, freeze thy blood less coldly. In Ab's master's steps of tread, Nino fine words printed. Gonzo been the very bed on which the team is minted. All in team of voices star, wealth or rack possessing. May ye who have read so far find yourselves a blessing. End poem.
Got them all in there.
27.
Wow.
27.
And what did you say, AP? It was people who commented on the chat wall sometime in the last
anybody
week or
something?
Anybody
who's commented, yes. Anybody who's been on the team voices board in the last week and was in that song. Cool.
Oh, I like it. I was wondering how you chose. That's cool.
That's a good way of looking. That's a good way to make your list. Yeah.
Can I be the first one to comment? I'm sorry.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Because this is so right. Sky stays up no longer. That is very true. That's what's happening right now. This was so wonderful. I really would take... You couldn't be more honest. I didn't expect this. I didn't know what was happening. And then when I realized you started shouting out at the first, I'm like, oh, Hatter's in it. And then because I was told to click on the poem. So I was actually just enjoying listening to your voice, which was absolutely lovely. And I was like, oh, I know this song they play in Little Women. And I'm like enjoying it. And then I start to hear these names. And I finally click over and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of names. You know, and I looked ahead a little bit as you were singing. I just thought it was so clever how you brought everyone in. And I can imagine it's not easy to keep a tune with trying to plug in names. But the way that you did it was so creative. Sandy shone a moon that night. I love that. I love how you were able to manipulate the names with the lines. Sweet with frost, she rules. It's me, Bella, and Sight. Absolutely beautiful. I thought it was clever how you brought in If You're Abs, too, which I believe that's down at the end. This was just so, so clever. And then you even did a little hint here. So not only did you put the names in, but you actually reflected the people that we're talking about, because you're right. These shows are late for me, and I'm like, all right, I got to go to bed. This is so fun and so creative. Oh, and Rack and Bird, Forth They Went, because they often do, they help each other on those shows. It's just so, so brilliant and wonderful, and such a wonderful Christmas present or holiday present or whatever kind of present, Hanukkah or whatever you want to say, whatever kind of present. This is such a wonderful gift to those, to the members and to those that you kind of showed a bit of love. Really, really well done. I'm gushing. This was really brilliant. You should put a little SoundCloud up. Just do a little YouTube, so we can keep it.
All right, Sky. Do you have anything to plug before you leave?
Oh yeah. Next Saturday night, 8 p.m. because I am an early bird. We are starting our Star Wars journey, and it's going to be episode 1. We are going in chronological order, so that's what I chose. So we're doing The Phantom Menace. There are character highlights. You don't have to do one of the character highlights, although I set it up so they each got highlighted in one episode. This will be a monthly thing. There might be 1 or 2 episodes a month, except for May, which is going to be my Star Wars month. It's going to be pretty much all Star Wars that month. But we will be doing the Star Wars journey. So go check it out. Write me a Star Wars poem, and I'll see you next Saturday. I don't know why I said Wednesday. All right. Next Saturday, 8 p.m. over at Poetic Slice.
Thank you,
Scott. That's all I got for you.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas to you, too. That was brilliant, brilliantly done. Really.
Thank you.
I'm glad I stopped by for that. Okay, have a fun night.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sky.
Steven,
you
want to
comment? You want to comment so you can go to bed?
Yeah, I don't know how I can follow that comment, but I'll try. I do like this, too. I actually, I confess that I actually read it before I called in because I was curious. I like that Christmas carol, Good King Wenceslas. I always like that one. I never learned the actual song, though. I just like the rhythm and how it goes. Someday maybe I'll actually learn the lyrics to the actual one. But the way that you sang this was better, I think, bringing everybody into it the way that you did. The one thing that you did get wrong, though, is the snow is not laying in vast amounts around me. But that's okay, because it's here. This is awesome, AP. Very well done.
Thank you, Steve. Cheers.
Merry
and
Christmas,
I have to say good
Stephen.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Stephen. There we go, Deb.
I think we lost Hatter.
Oh, did we lose Hatter as well? Hold on. Let me have a quick look. Yes, we did. Goodness me, it's you and me. It's going to be a quick show that way, Deb. But we did get through the collab, and we did get through Sky's piece and Stephen's piece and my piece while we had everybody on, which was great. So that was cool.
But I know that I've been waiting for 12 days of Christmas that Hatter did. All right, let me see here. What else do we
have? I'm sure they'll be back. Well, we've got Budo, and we've got a few other bits and pieces to play. So we have got options while Hatter heads back. So, have a quick look. We have. So, yeah, we've got Gress and Budo. And Budo is a Let It Snow song parody as well. And we've got Gress doing another piece. So we've got a couple of options there.
Okay.
While
I'll have those two in 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. So But that came out surprisingly well, did it? All things considered.
Yeah, really well. I still, it blows me away that you fit 27 poets in there.
My best Bing sort of imitation going on. That was the rhythm and speed that Bing Crosby sang it in back in the 50s.
Yeah, well, like Sky said, it was really hard to do it, let alone do it with the adding in the names and stuff, and then adding in names but giving a little hint to each person. It was really, really fantastic. And why isn't this working?
So, anyways, it's all good. Well, you know, they said parody, so I thought, well, why not try that? See if we can. And Hatter was doing the 12 Days of Christmas, was he?
Yeah, I think so. That's what he said.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, it's unusual for him to drop sort of mid-show, so something's obviously gone strangely.
Okay, so we can do presses in just a moment.
Yep, it's all good. And I guess I better think about what I'm doing for next week, too.
Yeah, and okay, let me put link up on the board.
Excellent. And I'm saying hello to Hatter. How are you going, Hatter?
Hey, that was weird.
There
that
he is.
Oh, I got a storm over top of it.
Something went wrong, Hatter. Well, was it a storm or was it something else?
Yeah, there's a storm over us right now. I lost the internet.
Yeah.
Something flashed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So are you reading something, Deb? Are we reading something? Or?
I read the collab, and then AP did his song. Did you get to hear the whole song, Hatter?
I didn't. No, I didn't.
He fit 27 poets in there. You got to check it out.
Yeah,
I
read it. I read it, and I heard most of it. I think I heard most of it. Pretty awesome. I got my 12 Day of Christmas thing too. Also,
cool.
Yeah, so I was just saying that we have the two recordings, but that you had the 12 Days of Christmas. So, Gress and then we'll do you, and then the other recording.
Yeah,
does that work?
And the other recording.
I don't have my eyes. So somebody's got to.
I can read it for you, Adam. That's okay.
Okay.
No dramas. Too easy. We can do that. So, talking about what the theme should be, and I sort of think if it's sort of after Christmas, Hatter, could we do turkeys? Because if they're still with us, you know, they're still with us, then we should be able to do the theme of them. Of course, you know, a whole heap of turkeys are no longer with us because Christmas has come and gone. But I reckon we can still do turkeys, you know, after that.
Sure.
Those
that survived.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think we should go with that. Of course, turkey is also a country, Adda. So it's not just a bird. It's a country. So, you know, we should, the people might want to go there.
It's almost our national bird, too. Second in
line.
Yes.
Yes.
I doubt
if
it'd have the same meaning.
Well, apparently, Hatter, turkey is not just the bird, but informally it's something that is extremely or completely unsuccessful, like a play or a film.
Yeah, I was just saying that if it was our national bird, it might not have the same, you know, meanings, connotations.
And the third one is a stupid or inept person. So there you go. You've got three different meanings for Turkey quite apart from the country. And I think Turkey's got a sports meaning as well, I think. But anyway,
if you talk about turkey shoot, you're usually talking about Okies or rednecks.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely. So there's about five informal meanings to the word turkey, quite apart from the actual birds. So there's a whole heap of stuff that you can talk about with turkey.
Isn't it a term in bowling also?
Well, yes, it is. I think it means three strikes in a row. I think three or four.
Yeah,
might be four. There you go. This goes to show how long it is since I've done bowling. But I'm told by the great bowling site zone28.com that it's three strikes in a row is a turkey.
Three strikes in a row, yeah.
Three strikes in a row. Yep. No, got it there. I think I might have done that once.
So I don't know why that made me think of this, but so AP, why is that Santa in Oz holding ham while he's surfing?
I've got absolutely no idea. It's possible that he's got a ham and he's curing it with the salt water. But that doesn't
Where's
make
that
any
at?
Sense. But that's the best thing I could come up with.
I thought it was some kind of tradition or something. He came rolling in, and I thought it was like...
No.
Because the Santas were on
tradition in
surfboards.
And one had
a big old
tradition there.
Ham hock. Weird.
No. Strange, but no tradition of that. No.
Well, most people consider ham as more the food for Christmas. Turkey is for Thanksgiving. Maybe that's got something.
I get that concept and everything, but this is a whole bunch of Santas, and the lead Santa has a big ham hock in his hand, and it's not wrapped or anything. It's like.
Where do you see that?
Anyway.
It's a photo that. Hatter. That said, though, interestingly, Hatter, turkey is more an English sort of Christmas thing, and it's more a Thanksgiving thing in the United States. But in Australia and England, it's more turkey Christmas than it is anything else.
Yeah, we always got two turkeys and a ham.
Oh, really? No, we tend to have a ham.
A lot of mouths in my family.
You're not wrong there. No, we had Christmas dinner yesterday. My mum did it, and it was a turkey, a ham, and then vegetables and bread rolls. That's sort of where it was, and gravy and bits. Turkey it is for next week. It can be the sort of leftovers of Christmas, really, which makes sense a week after. Now, Deb, have we got one of the poems up and on the board that we could
I can't talk now. Grasses is on the board. Both of the sounds are in your studio if you just refresh.
Yes.
And so I figured you'd do Grass, Hatter,
well, let's do
and
Grass
then
first.
Udo.
Let's do Grass first, and then we'll do Hatter, but I'm going to be Hatter's eyes. So we'll do Grass first. And we'll go with that. Here we go.
It was the 25th of December, a day I will always remember. Yes, I will. 'Cause that's the day when Santa died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard but good things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama just shook her head and said, son, Santa is a fictional gnome, the spirit of Christmas in our home. And when he rides, it's all metal and chrome. Santa is a fictional gnome, my son, the spirit of Christmas in our home. And when he rides, it's all metal and chrome. Hey, Mama, is it true what they say, that Santa took her as his loving wife? And Mama, So I'm not going around town saying Santa couldn't whittle with a carving knife. That ain't right. Heard them squawking. Santa's main job was teaching. Talk about history and Trump's impeaching. Piling on dip and reeling in the name of the board. Mama just shook her head and said, Santa is a fictional gnome, my son. The spirit of Christmas in our home. And when he rides, it's all metal and chrome. Santa is a fictional gnome. The spirit of Christmas in our home. And when he rides, it's all metal and chrome. Hey, Mama, I heard Santa saying I hate giving these grades. Tell me why Santa wears those outdated shades. 'Cause saying Santa wasn't much on drinking. Spent his time doing analytical thinking. Mom, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth. Mama looked up in a tear in her eye and said, son, Santa is really your father alone, my son. The spirit of Christmas in our home. And when he rides, it's all metal and chrome. Santa is really your father alone. The spirit of Christmas in our home. And when he rides, it's all metal and chrome.
Well, I think that's the first, Hatter. I think that's the first time we've had Gress give us a poem or a piece all this year for our show. So thank you, Gress.
Absolutely. That was great, man.
Wasn't it fun? Yeah, it was fun. There was a particular couple of lines that I really very much liked, Hatter, that because saying Santa wasn't much on drinking, spend his time doing analytical thinking, appealed to me greatly. I can't tell you why, but geez, it appealed to me. I loved it. Loved those lines.
Wow, this was a number of years ago. Okay.
Yeah, no, it was good fun.
Yeah, I
enjoyed it. Deb, what did you think of Gress? Because that's the day Santa died.
No, when he first started out and we got to the part about the day when Santa died, I was like, uh-oh. I was wondering what we were going to do to Santa. But then by the time we were down to the fact that he was finding out that that gnome was his dad, it just struck me really funny. I think that he did a brilliant job with this. As a matter of fact, it won a bronze medal in a contest thrown by Mr. J. Hatter himself.
There you go. Not a bad poem at all, then.
Very cool.
Yeah. Back all those years ago. There you go, Hatter. We know where the inspiration came from. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Now, Hatter, you want me to read this one for you?
Yes, please. You'll see the structure for that.
Okay.
You'll have to go one and then go back up to the next one.
Yeah, do you want me to go through the whole thing?
So he wants you to sing it.
Well,
sing it.
Yeah.
You want me to sing 11 verses? Or sing the one?
12 verses. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If you don't mind.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Blimey, here we go. Okay. Yeah, no, I got it. Here we go. This is, and a reader for my poetry, please, The 12 Days of A.T.O.V. Christmas by J. Hatter, and it goes a little bit like this. On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a reader for my poetry, please. On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two pretty birds and a reader for my poetry, please. On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me three Deborah Lees, two pretty birds and a reader for my poetry, please. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me four Hatter rhymes, three Deborah Lees, two pretty birds, and a reader for my poetry, please. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me sky, 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 four had a rhyme, three Deborah Lee's, two pretty birds, and a reader for my poetry, please. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me six Nemesis Isises, five sky, sky, sky. Four had a rhyme, three Deborah Lee's, two pretty birds, and a reader for my poetry, please. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me seven K's of soaking, six Nemesis Isising, five sky, sky, sky. Four had a rhyme, three Deborah Lee's, two pretty birds, and a reader for my poetry, please. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me eight crystals hoping, seven K's of soaking, six Nemesis Isises, five sky, sky, sky. Four had a rhyme, three Deborah Lee's, two pretty birds, and a reader for my poetry, please. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me nine liquid poets, eight crystals hoping, seven K's of soaking, six Nemesis Isises, five sky, sky, sky. Four had a rhyme, three Deborah Lee's, two pretty birds, the reader for my poetry, please. On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me ten Becky friends, nine liquid poets, eight crystals hoping, seven K's of soaking, six Nemesis Isises, five sky, sky, sky. Four had a rhyme, three Deborah Lee's, two pretty birds, the reader for my poetry, please. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 11 racks of reading, 10 Becky friends, 9 liquid poets, 8 crystals hoping, 7 days of soaking, 6 Nemesis Isises, 5 sky, sky, sky. Four had a rhyme, three Deborah Lee's, two pretty birds, the reader for my poetry, please. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 upon its raining, 11 racks of reading, 10 Becky friends, 9 liquid poets, 8 frisking, 7 K's of soaking, 6 Nemesis Isises, 5 sky, sky, sky. Four had a rhyme, three Deborah Lee's, two pretty birds, and a reader for my poetry, please. End poem.
Thank you. Thank you, AP. I thought I'd be reading it because I was going to go Nemesis, not Nemesis, Isis. I forgot to change.
Oh,
that.
Is that what it was?
Well, that's my fault. Nemesis.
I tried to work out what it was. I just went Nemesis Isis.
I was going to interrupt you.
I'll
let it go.
Just let it glow. You know what it's like.
Seven K's of soaking. Because sometimes she's taking a bubble bath when Steven's here. That's hilarious. And you noticed that upon it's raining. I mean, this is really very, very cool. And great singing for him, AP. I can't believe you just did the entire 12 Christmas song. But, like, could you imagine three Deborah Lees and two Pretty Birds? You guys would be in all kinds of trouble.
We would be. But I think that's true to say, Hatter.
Guys.
Spice Guy worked exceptionally well. Anyway, I thought that was pretty sweet, Hatter. I thought you got into the swing of that quite nicely.
Amazing parodies tonight. I can't believe it.
We just rolled with the flow. Yeah. I mean, you know, when in doubt, small, but the content, powerful content, small number, makes for a good show. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, and that's a picture I drew.
I was going to say, it looked like.
That's all well and good.
It still should take author's notes, though. Yeah, true. Should say that. Okay. Well, Deb, we have found our way, I think, to the last one, which is the Buddha parody. And so I might play that now, I think.
temperature on the light floor. And we are toasting head to toe. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping. And I wanna go ice cream shopping. The freezers are nice and cold. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally reach the night, then I head out from my comfort home. And I cannot wait for the sight, the tasty frozen treats of my own. The fire inside is sighing, but the heat outside's not dying. As long as I think it's cold, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Happy, happy birthday, Kay.
And a happy birthday to Kay, too, at the end of that. Thank you, Budo. That was Budo in his, with his guitar and his own style, just letting it snow, really. And when it's... happens not to be, but that's okay. It's kind of fun. Hatter, what did you think?
I thought it was excellent. Excellent. It just does so much more to hear him play it. Yeah, and the lyrics were pretty clever too. Going ice cream shopping.
Yeah,
ice cream
well
shopping.
Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My frozen treats.
I like the lyrics.
Yeah, take the frozen treats of my own. Yeah.
They were well
nice
thought
through. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
They were well put. Yeah, Merry Christmas, Buddha. Deb, what did you think of that one?
I'm glad he sent it. I remember when he did it the first time, and the touch at the end, for some reason, when he says the happy, happy birthday, Kay, in my the whole song's him. Don't get me wrong. I'm hearing him play music, and I'm hearing him sing the song, and then he gets to Happy, Happy Birthday, Kay, and I hear that in Frosty Snowman's voice. Happy birthday! So anyway, but it another great parody.
Yeah, it was.
I always think it's cool that he's able to play his own music while he's singing. I can almost picture him sitting there with a smile on his face while he was doing this.
Yeah, it did seem like that, didn't it? It did seem like that. So, that was fun. It's quite a specific topic, you know, parodies of Christmas songs, but we got some goodies out of it. So I think we did well.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and did you guys realize that next week when we do our show, it'll be the first day of 2022 for the first night.
Wow.
Oh, for us.
Wow.
It'll be the second already for you.
Yeah, second of me. But first for you guys. Yeah.
We won't be doing another show as the three of us till next year.
Well, that's exactly right. So we better say thank you to everybody and thank you to 2021 because it's about to go, Addo. It's pack up and disappear into its lonely, dark place, and we don't have to see it again, and we can have a bright, new, shiny 2022 to do something with.
Yeah, can I put a request in?
We can do that.
We had a friend stop in, and he's been setting up, waiting to play all night. The Porky's here with his band, the Bacon Strips.
Oh, no.
Porky,
oh, here we go.
Porky Pig and his... Porky
Pig
and
my punishment? What the hell did I do?
No. I was in the studio earlier, and I forgot to load it up. It's under my name.
It's under your name, is it? Hold on. You got it?
It's under my name. Yeah,
okay.
Did you say you loaded it up, Hatter?
I was in the studio earlier, but that crashed my phone, I think, so I didn't want to go back there. If you could find it. It's under my name.
Is it the one that was already in there, or
yeah.
You put something new in yourself is what I'm trying to say?
Because
the one that you're under would be all the way at the top that says one all Hatter Porky Pig.
Yeah.
If
that's
it's
it.
A new one, you have to tell us
that's
how
it
links.
That's it. No, that's
oh.
it. That's
oh,
it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Righto.
Okay.
Well, if that's
okay. Okay, Porky. Go ahead. Just the background music.
So it what's it under Deb? That's under
One All, and then it says Hatter Porky
One.
Pig. One All are under the game thing.
Yeah, got it. I've got it. Okay. Too easy. Well, I'm going to play that, Hatter. And did you want to do some farewells before I do that?
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for participating, everybody for listening. Merry Christmas to the whole group. Deb, AP, you guys are the greatest. Continue
to be
fun.
Hatter.
Thanks, Hatter. Merry Christmas to everybody. And short show,
looking
but a fun show.
Looking forward to hanging out with you both next year.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is, without further ado, Hatter and Porky Pig.
I'll have a blue at Christmas without you. I'll feel so blue. It's just thinking about you. It'll be decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. It won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue, it's snowflakes, it starts falling. It'll be bad, so when those blue, in memory, it's start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas right. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
Bring on home.
Oh, baby, I'll miss you. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas up white. But I'll have a blue Christmas.
Thanks, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks,
love and respect, guys.
Later, everybody. Bye.